designer journey is at right now, but I do know that there are a lot of things that sometimes just gives us the more of opportunities to explore other things besides just visual designing. And that is the very reason why this podcast exists in the first place. That a lot of people know want to UX design, really want to just get things out there, express flow of information, interaction, and just something visual to go along with. But then sometimes the opportunities that knocks on your door stretches far beyond just the visual. And if you're a freelancer, then you have to have that kind of multi-dimensional view of taking on new projects, being able to kind of veer a little off from just UX design and the visual workflow into something more like a bit of some code, not so hefty on the code side. But if you have something to help you get your idea in a prototype or in a prototype form, that's what I meant, to get your idea in the form of a prototype, then like you are great. You have something to show someone, potentially to buy the idea that you're selling, or to pitch perfectly or pivot your innovative solution. Like all that designers do are trying to find solutions, like solve problems through design, before even the technical people come in to actually add functions to the design. It's actually always there. The designer first like paints the picture from which a lot of other ideas could be explored. When it goes through the development process, so design is very essential for any sort of development, and it incorporates a lot of organization, and hence the continuation of the previous podcast where I talk about white spaces. White spaces are very important because it's what actually ensures this discipline on your page, where everything is laid out perfectly, even spaces, not one side longer than the other. And this actually impresses users, the end users. For me, for instance, when I visit a website and it's well laid out, I'm in full praise of the developer or the designer for introducing the right amount of white space and keeping things orderly. It helps with reading, it helps with navigation, it helps with print. It helps a lot in many sense, and depending on how you want to view it, if someone might see your website and their main focus is could they print the contents they are looking at on your website, is it printable? And also they might be looking at having sort of accessibility possible, maybe having a way to navigate things they want, or come back to it and find exactly where they left off. Very funny things for me that also accounts for things that I look out in a website when I visit the website, and I take that into consideration when I am I am building a product or building a website, there's a lot of things that I think about, and sadly it's not everything that I can implement, hence it takes me a long time to arrive at a clear solution. That means I've always got to take, or I take into consideration, a whole lot of factors that I have mentioned: accessibility, clarity, white spacing, color management, like what colors you are using, and how they appear on every screen. There was one color that I was using last week, and I noticed that it was different on different screens. The color looks nice on one screen, then it looks a bit more kind of goldish, a little tint of yellow in it. Meanwhile, this should be just green. So you have to choose your colors well. There are certain colors that might look different on different screens, so you have to look through to choose colors that look the same on every screen. And there are colors like that. Yeah, if you Google, you come up with these colors. There are colors like that that can remain the same no matter which screen, mobile, desktop, Mac, PC, Dell, whatever brand there is. No sponsorship here. So that's it for today. I think I've forgotten something. Yeah, we talked about white space and touched on it again in this one. So white space in this case is the space that bounds a text or a block on your website. And it's very useful. Its main essence is to keep your page tight and organized, for easy navigation, that looks nice on the eyes as well. There are a lot of things that the human brain's process, and it process properly when there are even spaces and there are clear delineation of where things are going. So it's very important to maintain a very orderly white spacing on your website. And that ends it for today's episode of DocSport. Please do join me again mostly Mondays, for the last couple of Mondays, I think about 5 Mondays in a row. Also, we've missed big time. We've missed a lot of episodes, and to catch up, we are going to rapidly be doing episodes every day, starting from this one till we kind of cover up all the missing episodes for the last five Mondays, and also introduce new ideas. Let's not just talk about ideas, but put them into action. So that is one thing we will also be considering. So thank you very much for listening. It's been DocSport with Humphrey Peterson, and we'll catch you again next time. Stay blessed, stay awesome, and peace.